The movie Fury topped the box office over the weekend, and our critic Kenneth Turan has a review.
Fury stars Brad Pitt in the bleak and savage story of a World War II tank crew operating in Germany during the last month of the European War. The advanced spin on the movie is that it's not your grandfather's war movie, but that turns out to be only half true. The grizzled tank crew, headed by Pitt's Sergeant Don Collier, also known as War Daddy, fits squarely into familiar Hollywood models, involving men doing what men have to do because no one's going to do it but them. Shia LaBeouf plays a crewman named Boyd.
You know, there's a Bible verse I think about sometimes. Many times. It goes, "Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? And I said, here am I. Send me."
But what makes Fury modern is its emphasis on the extreme violence the men ferociously inflict. As the tank heads out on a bloody series of missions, it's as if the astonishing Omaha Beach slaughter that opened Saving Private Ryan characterized an entire film. Then a new guy joins the group. He's practically an infant, in the army just 8 weeks and trained to be a clerk typist. War Daddy's mission is to educate him in violence so his scruples don't endanger the rest of his team.
Why are you here? You're here to kill him. You know why he's here? He's here to kill you. He's here to kill you, though. He's here to rip your throat out of hell.
One of the themes of Fury is not only that people are capable of horrors, but that individuals can come to relish the process. "Best job I ever had" is one of the catchphrases the men in this killing machine use with each other. And the ghastly thing is, they half believe it's true.
Kenneth Turan reviews movies for Morning Edition and the LA Times.